Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a couple guests with us, Melissa Stark from Circles of Success and Patty Hogue, and we're going to talk about a couple of things happening. We're going to start out with you, Melissa. We're going to talk about pizza.
Well, thanks for having me this morning.
Yes.
We are going to have a fundraiser this Sunday night, April 15th at Pizza Hut. And so it's going to be from 5 to 8. Any takeout orders or any orders placed there will go towards our project. They're going to donate 15% of the sales. Also, Thrivent is also giving us supplemental funds as well.
Okay, that always just a plus, and hopefully that motivates people to know that, hey, everybody that comes, it just means a little more money.
Well, Gaylord Schelling and Dwayne McFadden will be hosts at each of the doors. Because they're county supervisors that have been involved with this project. And then Circles members and some of Kevin Marshall's friends will be bussing the tables and serving water. And Kevin is the grandson of Patty, so maybe she could tell you about that.
Okay. Yeah, let's. How come Circles got involved with this, Patty? What's the concern here with South Lawn Memorial Garden?
Kevin passed away October 24th last year, and he was buried out at South Lawn Cemetery. My family and I, we thought there was a definite need for some maintenance, upkeep. Things had kind of been abandoned out there.
It seems so, like from time to time we've heard that it's in sad shape, but then nothing really happens. So you're moving this forward to get something done.
I'm trying. I went to the city council. I went to the county board of supervisors to try to get them involved, to get their participation. They've been very accommodating. They're doing lots of things out there. I got involved with Circles for Success to see if we can start getting some money gathered up to try to get some bushes and maybe some benches to make South Lawn the place that it always should have been and could be now.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard work, but it's good that you're getting other people involved. This isn't just a Patty project. This is
no, it's not just a Patty project.
That would be impossible, wouldn't it?
No, yeah. It's about everyone that is buried out there and their families and our community. We need to take pride in our community, and South Lawn is part of that.
Yes, it is. And if people haven't been out there, they maybe should take a little trip out there. But you know what? I'm guessing there are people don't even know where it's at.
I didn't know where it was at until my grandson was buried out there. I'd never heard of it.
So can you tell us an easy way to get there?
Just get on Olive Street, go out past 22nd, keep on going south, and you'll see it. It's a beautiful place. It could be a beautiful place. Okay. It just needs some TLC.
Yes.
And I think this community, if we want to, we could make it something that we can all be proud of. Mm-hmm. Not just me or the families that have loved ones out there, but everyone.
Mm-hmm. And part of the problem, I think, has been there has not been much awareness in the past that it's even there.
Right.
So we need to let people know that it's there. So, Melissa, tell us about Circles for Success and how you got involved.
Well, we invited Patty to our group, and we just felt like this was a project we really wanted to get behind because we like to do things to support our community and to get people involved in the community. On the 18th, on Wednesday at 9 a.m., Joanne Runyon and some of the high school students are going to be out there cleaning up the cemetery that day, and there's going to be some dirt brought in to level out some of the places and get it ready for Earth Day, which is Sunday the 22nd, the following Sunday, and that's the day we'll be planting the bushes. But we'd really like to have family members come out that day and just, you know, appreciate the day, and we hope it'll be kind of a healing thing for the families as well. If they don't want to help us plant, they can talk to us and just enjoy the day out there.
Mm-hmm. So April 22nd is the major work day, or just people coming out to see what's going on?
Yeah, that will be the planting day from 2 to 4. It'll start at 2. If we need longer than that, we'll be out there.
Okay, and that's a Sunday afternoon.
Right.
So good way to spend a little time on Sunday afternoon. And as you mentioned, it's also Earth Day.
Yeah, so we thought that really went well together.
Yes, you bet. And, of course, everybody's invited to come out. It's not just Circles for Success.
No, we want everyone to come out and help us. We need everyone's support, not just us. Yes. We need everyone's support.
So, Patty, how difficult or what? I shouldn't say how difficult. What was your process of getting the Board of Supervisors involved, or were they already involved?
I sent them all a letter with my concerns to the county and the city council members. I went to some meetings on both of their parts and voiced my concerns, and then they formed a committee that was Steve Livengood, Dave Jones, Dwayne McFadden, Gaylord Schilling, and then we all went out there, took a tour of South Lawn together. We all voiced our concerns about the lack of care and maintenance, and they've jumped on board. I'm very proud of what they are doing and how this is going to be going forward.
So at this point, is there a plan in process for continued care? Because, you know, it's great to have a day and you get stuff done, but what about continuing care? What's the discussion been on that?
Not much so far.
Okay, that's maybe the next step, right?
Oh, you bet it will be, because, you know, we're going to get it all cleaned up and we're going to get it looking nice again and get some landscaping and stuff out there. But then we don't want that to just go away.
Yes.
We want people to maintain what we're doing. And I think by everybody being out there, and especially, you know, the county and the city members, you know, maybe they'll take a pride in it also. And we can keep this ball rolling and get it back to where it needs to be.
And it seems to me when people have some sweat equity in projects, that kind of helps more the maintenance. Hey, I spent time there. We don't want that to just kind of go away. And that's partly Circles for Success, I think, Melissa, that, I mean, you want to be involved in the community and keep things good.
Well, that's one of the main things we do. We like to give back to our community. I'd like to add that if anyone wants to have some more information or wants to donate to this project, they could call me at Cass County Home Care. That's where I work, and the number is 243-8006.
Yep. Easy number, 8006. Easy number. And, of course, you are in the phone book. Melissa, any other projects that are in line? I mean, this is a big project you're working on, but what's next for Circles for Success?
Well, I want everyone out there to save the date. Saturday, June 9th is the second Saturday in June, and we'll have our fourth annual Classic Car Cruise for Relay for Life of Cass County.
I understand there's going to be some changes, but you're going to come back here pretty soon and tell us about that.
I will definitely be back.
Okay, because that's been a fun event in the past, and we want people to know about that too. Patty, just kind of again, tell us the main things that you're going to be working on that you could use money and help to accomplish out at South Lawn.
We would like to put some bushes on all four corners of South Lawn. We have a 16 by 10 foot area on each corner that we can put flowers, plants. There's some trees out there that maybe we could put some flowers around, maybe some benches, try to pretty it up. There's a beautiful Jesus statue that is in need of some repair, and it has an area where it can be have some plants of some kind put around it. Everything that we would like to have is low maintenance. You know, we don't want to make it any more difficult for people to care for South Lawn than it should be. But if we try to get something that's low maintenance and something that will come back every year all by itself, then, you know, we just would have to go out there and weed it once in a while.
So if people want to donate time, they want to donate money, I'm thinking there might even be somebody who has some plants, but thinking about that they have to be low maintenance, some hardy, low maintenance plants, that we might like to have those also.
Exactly.
So, great. And your work day is?
April 22nd from 2 to 4.
Okay.
Everyone welcome.
Okay. And then everybody's welcome to come eat pizza. Melissa, remind us about that.
This Sunday night at Pizza Hut from 5 to 8.
All right. And remember that Dwayne McFadden and Gayla Chell are going to be there to greet you. So come on out, folks. Until next time, here is a thought. You cannot make others love you. All you can do is let yourself be loved.